Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears are officially in a war of words. Avril Lavigne reveals her new album details and shares a new song. And the Nirvana baby refiles his lawsuit. It's Friday, January 14th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Britney Spears and her younger sister Jamie Lynn Spears are embroiled in a war of words on social media, one in which Jamie Lynn is calling for an end to unhealthy chaos. It started on Thursday when Britney shared a reaction to an interview with Jamie Lynn that aired on Wednesday on GMA. I watched with 104 fever, lol, and it was kinda actually nice having a fever so high, cause I just had to surrender to not caring, the 40-year-old pop star wrote in a lengthy message that she shared on Twitter. I just couldn't give an F, but my head hurts so bad. The interview with Jamie Lynn was timed to promote her memoir, Things I Should Have Said. The two things that did bother me that my sister said was how my behavior was out of control, Britney wrote. She was never around me much 15 years ago at that time, so why are they even talking about that unless she wants to sell a book at my expense, really? Britney also singled out Jamie Lynn's response to a question from Juju Chang about her decision to perform a medley of remixed Britney hits on a 2017 award show. Jamie Lynn said, truthfully, I don't know why that bothers her. Britney fired back, I know it may sound like a silly thing to most people, but I wrote a lot of my songs and my sister was the baby. She never had to work for anything. Everything was always given to her. If you were me, you might understand asking for 13 years for remixes to go to a small venue show and on tours. Britney said she watched Jamie Lynn do a 15-minute performance of Everything I've Ever Wanted. She said, I do remember asking my sister why she did that when she knew I was waiting to change my show, and her only words were, well, it wasn't my idea. Britney, no doubt dripping in sarcasm, wrote, hope your book does well, Jamie Lynn. In a rebuttal on Instagram, Jamie Lynn wrote, I hate to burst my sister's bubble, but my book is not about her. I can't help that I was born a Spears too, and some of my experiences involve my sister. I've worked hard before I was even a teenager, and I built my career in spite of just being someone's little sister. She reached out to her sister, Britt, I am always here for you. You know behind the scenes, I have always been here, she wrote. It's become exhausting when conversation and texts we have in private don't match what you post on social media. Britney, though, repeated the attacks on her family. My family ruined my dreams 100 billion% and try to make me look like a crazy one. My family loves to pull me down and hurt me, and I'm always so disgusted with them, she fumed. Don't trust people or anyone. Make your cats and your dogs your family, and take care of your own damn self. Avril Lavigne has announced details of her forthcoming 7th studio album and has given fans another taste of what they can expect. Love Sucks, the first collection of new music from the 37-year-old Canadian singer since 2019's Head Above Water, will drop on February 25th. It marks the debut on Travis Barker's label, DTA. Produced by John Feldman and Lavigne's beau Mod Sun, the album also includes 12 tracks, including previously announced collaborations with Machine Gun Kelly and Black Bear, as well as one with Blink-182's Mark Hoppus. The Nirvana baby isn't giving up. Spencer Eldon, who appeared as a naked baby on the cover of Nirvana's 1991 Nevermind album, filed a revised complaint on Wednesday. Earlier this month, a judge dismissed the lawsuit that Eldon filed last August, alleging that the band exploited him. He sought at least $150,000 US each from Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic, as well as Courtney Love, who is the executor of Cobain's estate. Judge Fernando M. Oligan of US District Court in Central California dismissed the case with leave to amend after Eldon's lawyers missed a December 30th deadline to file a rebuttal to the motion to dismiss. The amended filing removes the allegations of sex trafficking. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.